on the line, I'm chatting to Major Mandy Zamfega, a South African woman who made history by becoming the first black woman combat fighter pilot in the country. Her love for all things aviation started at the age of 5, and she has been obsessed ever since. She will be talking to us about her inspirational and motivational career. At the age of 5, how did you know that you wanted to become a pilot, Manisa?
Hi there. Thank you to all the listeners for having me on your show. Yeah, definitely the first time I came across aviation was when I was 5 years old, when my grandmother and mother used to take us to Virginia Airport to watch the air show. But when I first discovered the Air Force, I was actually 16 years old when I was doing research about careers in math and science. And what I came across was an advert by the South African Air Force basically showing and recruiting pilots and navigators. And then when I discovered that I exceeded the requirements, I was really, really quite excited. And I haven't looked back since then.
Can you tell me more about your career as a pilot?
Sorry?
Can you tell me more about your career as a pilot?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So we're trained by the South African Air Force. So we're actually in the military. And basically what the South African National Defense Force is, we're part of the protecting and upholding the integrity of the country and the sovereignty of the country. So if you're in the Air Force, then you're obviously... you're like a soldier of the air. You're there to protect the borders of the country. If there's any infringement or contravening aircraft that come into our airspace, the Air Force is definitely the first line of defense. But more than that, we're also part of the United Nations, since South Africa is in a peaceful nation, and we're involved in peacekeeping missions with the United Nations. Then we have people within the South African Air Force who go over to the border and they give relief and do humanitarian work in the other nations within the country. So it's an all-encompassing career that isn't routine or mundane. It's very dynamic, and as you would have seen, then we're also involved in flypasts such as the inauguration of the president, the Freedom Day flypast, the State of the Nation address. So anything that has to do with the security of the country, the South African Defense Force is definitely part of that.
So tell me, how does it feel to be the first black woman combat fighter pilot in the country?
Well, it's really very exciting. You know, when I was doing this, I was definitely just following my heart. I was following something that I was passionate about, and I was definitely looking to expand my capabilities and skills in the best possible way. I felt that the fighter line would offer all that I was looking for in terms of growth and obviously training and skills and a general growth in the direction that I wanted to expand as an aviator. So being the first one, it just means that I'm holding the beacon for all the other people who would like to pursue their passion. It means that I can reflect that if you love something and you're passionate about it and you're willing to couple that with discipline, hard work, and dedication, that you can really become anything that you put your heart into. So for me, I'm very, very honored to be recognized on this scale, but also I'm just grateful for the opportunity to have platforms where I can empower and encourage other people to go after what they really truly feel that they're passionate about, no matter what others may say.
Who or what motivates you?
Who is, sorry?
Who motivates you or what motivates you?
Oh, good. Okay, so I have several people that motivate me, and in their way, they're dominating their spaces, and I see myself following their example. So for me, one person who I would recognize as a role model to me is Oprah Winfrey. And that is because she's crossed all boundaries, and she's broken, the glass ceiling in her industry by just being herself. So she definitely gives me that courage to look beyond what would be perceived as the norm. And then obviously I have people with, around me, my officer commanding, Lieutenant Colonel Craig Leeson, the instructors that we work with, Colonel Logie, Major Fenta, Major Nzuta. So all of these people are people that are in the South African Air Force, and they have the skill set that we are obviously acquiring. And then obviously more so, without looking too far away, I have the Colonel Musa Mbogota, who was the first black fighter pilot to come into this industry and to succeed. I really just look at the way that they carry themselves, and that's what I want to model, the type of aviators that they are. I see myself wanting to grow in that direction. So that definitely motivates me, seeing excellence around me, being surrounded by people who are passionate. They definitely add and contribute to my drive.
On the 25th of May this year, you are one of the pilots that were working that day when President Cyril Ramaphosa became a president. What does that day mean to you?
Oh, so yeah, there's definitely quite an honor to be involved in the president's inauguration. So what that meant to me was understanding, obviously, that because we're on a national level, that you know, there is really no boundary to where you can be utilized by the South African Air Force. But also the fact that we were in a state of celebration. It was a ceremony. And during that celebration, we still had to bring our A game. You know, you had to be alert, you had to be aware and maintain station and give your best. And even though it was like a peaceful, and it should have been something that was, you know, unique, normally routine, you still have a potential of emergencies that could come through. And it was just to remind us, obviously, that what we do is definitely high risk job, but also we can definitely be proud of the skills that South African Air Force is giving to us. And then obviously the platforms that they're opening up to us. So yes, I'm really quite honored and humbled to have been involved in this.
What would you say to a young person at home who wants to be like you one day?
What is this? Sorry?
What would you say to a young person at home who would like to be like you one day?
Yeah, so I would definitely say that person needs to get around other aviators. So if you want to become a combat pilot, come around and meet combat pilots. Ask questions. Find out what it is that you can do in order to get into this career. Then more than anything is that even if they don't want to become combat pilots, but if you want to do something that you're passionate about, find that individual who is recognized or who is succeeding in that career space. And you really need to bring as much as you can and open yourself up to learning and to be mentored. And then they can really do it. There are people getting those skills and pull you up so that you can also achieve. So for us, it was definitely finding people who inspired us and trying to model everything that they do in order for us to accomplish our goals. So yeah, definitely.
Is there anything you would like to say?
Yes, I would like to say that people should pursue their dreams as far as they can, pursue their passion, find a way to get mentors in that skill that you want to get into, no matter what. And don't give up. Don't compromise on what you believe in, because when you commit yourself to getting there, then you can definitely attract scenarios and situations that will uplift you and help you to get there. So that's definitely what I would like to say to young people.
Thank you so much, Amanda, for...
Yes.
Thank you so much, Mandisa, for making time to talk to me. It's been nice chatting with you.
Thank you very much for having me on your show. And I really like to inspire the youth to go after what they love, you know, no matter what obstacles may be there, you know, pursue your dreams and be relentless about it.
Bye. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Bye.